Incest is love. That's what it reads, the sign hanging on our parents' bedroom wall. The same words my mother said to me when I came of age, the day she taught me how our family shows love, and my place as a woman in this family. The special way that all the women in this family take care of the men in the family. How it started with her own father and brothers. Now it was time to pass on the tradition. Incest is in our blood, she said. It's been in our family for generations, so much that it's practically genetic. It's the closest thing you can ever be to your dads and brothers, sweetie. That was the first day I ever sucked my father's cock. I'll never forget that day. With my mother's guidance, I bobbed my head up and down on my dad, looking up into his eyes as my mouth took in the very cock that gave me life, sucking on the balls that produced the very sperm that was shot into my mother to conceive me. It was unreal. It was like nothing I'd ever felt in my life. My mom was so proud. She encouraged us the whole time, holding the back of my head. That's it, honey, she said. Show your dad how much you love him. That cock made you, sweetheart. Show it how thankful you are. Look at her, honey. Look at our daughter sucking your cock. It's finally happening. Continuing our incestuous love with our children. Those lips you created wrapped around your cock. Your own child sucking you off. Isn't it so cute? My mom was touching herself. I'd never heard her talk like this before. It was all so much for me, so new, so surreal. But I was dripping wet. I can't explain it. It felt so natural, so right, so pure. Maybe incest was in our blood, because nothing felt more right than this in my life. Dad was coming now, spurt after spurt of incestuous seed pouring down my throat, gulping down the very sperm that made me, my father's love deep in my little belly, right where it belongs, drinking down the essence of my own conception. It's indescribable. If you were to ask me what incest tastes like, I couldn't even explain it. It's the sweetest taste. You really should try it. Nothing has been the same since. My brother already knew our family secret, and they were next. They each got a turn that day, my dad and brothers, one after the other, introducing me to the sweet pleasures of committing incest. There's nothing like it. Having sex with someone you share blood with, getting lost in that incest lust. And I didn't just dip my toe in the ancestral waters. I dove in head first, as if to reach the bottom, just to see how deep I could go. My little sister was next not long after. Then we were 100% full incest family. The closest family you could ever imagine. It wasn't uncommon to come home from school and see my brothers tag-teaming my mom while my sister watched, watching my own mom being an incest cum dump for her sons, watching them taking turns pounding away at the very pussy they came out of, the vagina that bore them. They were rough with her too, smacking her ass, calling her names like incest whore and son fucker. She was loving it. I'd watch them go at it until they unloaded their seed into their own mother's open, wanting mouth, swallowing her own children's sperm. Watching them cuddle together as a family afterwards, like it was the most normal, natural thing. I'd get turned on and go find my dad and commit incest with him. Sex with my dad was the best. Don't get me wrong, I love sex with my siblings, my uncle, my grandfather, sure, any man I'm related to. But nothing beats sex with the man who literally gave me life. The man I came from. I'd always been a daddy's girl. We're similar in so many ways. In fact, I kind of look like him. It felt so good to be able to show him what a daddy's girl I really am with our special love. He loved hearing his own daughter talk nasty to him while we incestually fucked. I knew just how to make him come too. We're committing incest, Dad. You're fucking me with the cock that made me. This is so disgusting. So wrong. You're fucking your own child. That's it, Dad. Fuck your own flesh and blood. He'd come so much for me. I couldn't go a day without my father's sperm inside me. Going to school knowing I'm carrying my own father's seed. The taste of incest fresh on my lips. no one knowing what I do with my family. So hot. Sibling incest was the most common, as me and my sister and two brothers were home together the most. It was an everyday thing. The majority of the time, it was a full-on orgy or a foursome in one of our bedrooms. Almost every day. Feeling my big brother pounding away at my sibling pussy, looking over at my little sister getting incest fucked by my older brother, seeing such a cute little girl getting lost in such a disgusting, sinful act, lost in the pleasures of sibling incest. They look so much alike, they're practically twins. I love how wrong it feels, how wrong and obscene it looks. Brother and sister, who look so much alike, having sex. I'd get mesmerized watching them, lost in thought, perverted, wicked thoughts. Look at my siblings having sex. Those two young people, they share the same blood. That cock is related to that pussy. They love each other so much. Their incestuous juices mixing as brother cock slides into sister cunt. Their shared DNA mingling together. Fuck, I want to taste it. I want to eat my sister out and taste their incest. Yes, I want to taste sibling incest. God, look at what a close family we are. Such wicked, perverted love. I looked my sister in her eyes and told her my perverted thoughts. She came just hearing it. It was so cute. We're getting fucked by our own brother, Sarah. This is what it's all about, baby. This is what incest is. Sex with our own blood. That's it, boys. Come inside us. Flood your sister's little pussies with your pure sibling seed. Almost simultaneously, they came. Rope after rope of sweet family cum directly into their little sister's holes, pumping us full of their brotherly love, completely emptying their balls into their own flesh and blood until they collapsed on the bed, empty and tired. They sat back and watched me and my little sister, 69. We tasted each other's forbidden cunts, eating each other out, tasting each other's cream pies, tasting each other's incest. Our brother's loads taste so fucking good. My little sister moaned, lapping away at the mixture of ancestral orgasms. That's right, Sarah. Nothing tastes sweeter than family. You like that, boys? You like watching your little sisters tasting all our incest juice? And to think this was just a typical day. You wouldn't believe it if you saw it. Four kids who look so much alike, having disgusting, forbidden, illegal sex. It was so beautiful, so pure, yet so wicked and wrong. At least to society it is. If people only knew how much more common incest is than you think, you'd be surprised. We didn't care. This is how our family shows love. If you think that's wrong, we really don't give a shit. That's not even the worst of it. You see, our parents are related, but our grandparents are not. They're married outside the family, which we do every other generation or so to avoid genetic defects, I'm told. But us? We were told it was our job to breed the next generation, to keep our bloodline just pure enough to keep incest alive in our family. It was so exciting to me. I couldn't stop thinking what it would be like to carry a child conceived in incest. To carry my own sibling in my womb. I say sibling because I want my father to be the first to breed with me. A man conceiving a child with his own child. All our other family and friends hearing the news, not knowing I was carrying an inbred baby. The pure bliss and taboo secrecy of knowing my father's incest was growing inside me. That I was willingly growing actual incest inside me. Then I let my brothers knock me and my sister up one after the other, bearing my own nieces and nephews. A bloodline so pure. Generations of pure incest. Parents and children, brothers and sisters, actually keeping it in the family. For some people, it's a fantasy, role play. For me, it's real. This isn't kink. This isn't fantasy. I commit actual incest with my own blood. I've tasted the sperm that made me. I've licked the cunt that bore me as my sibling fucked my incestuous cunt. I fucked the boys I shared a womb with. I've had every form of full blood-related incest you can imagine. This is my life. Not some kinky story or taboo porn, but real, pure, biological incest with people I'm actually related to. People who look like me. People who share my blood, my name, my DNA. My little sister is so cute. She's more sweet and sensitive and vanilla. Me? I'm a depraved whore. I go too far. I'm the most perverted woman in my family. I've been pissed on by my dad and brothers, spit on while giving incestuous head, choked and slapped and called names like incest girl, family fuckhole, incest cum dumpster. And I love it because it's true. I am. I want it all. I want it to be wrong and disgusting. I want it to be hardcore incest. My sister is a one-on-one kind of girl. Me? I've partaken in full-on family gangbangs. All my holes filled with cocks I'm related to. My siblings and my ass and pussy while I choke on my father's cock. 100%. Every inch of me completely filled up with incest dick. All of my holes dripping with our shared DNA. They're yummy, forbidden sperm loads. There's a reason I'm the favorite female of the family. I'm a family gangbang girl, what can I say? And yes, I will pass this on to my children. I don't care how disgusting people think it is. Our love is pure. I'll watch my own children commit this forbidden act while I'm getting railed by my own son, my own child, until I can taste his incestuous seed flooding my throat. I'll bend over and submit to my own son as I teach my daughter to do the same. I'll watch my husband, which will most likely be my brother, fuck the daughter we conceived together. The girl that we ourselves conceived in our incest, giving into that same taboo lust with her father or uncle or who fucking cares. You get lost in it. Our blood gets so pure, you're just related in so many different ways. All you know is that you're family, and all family shows love through incest and inbreeding. Genetic sexual attraction isn't a phenomenon for us. It's a lifestyle. The Oedipus complex, the Electra complex, it's not a complex to us. It's how we're raised. We don't care what you think. I don't care what you think. My parents are siblings, and I was bred from pure incest lust, and I love it. I love that I'm made out of sibling love, their shared DNA mixing together to breed a forbidden child. I am evidence of incest. I am walking, breathing evidence of real family sex. I will never have sex with anyone I'm not related to again. I'll never have sex with a man I don't share blood with. It's our way. It's our tradition. Incest is in our blood, in our DNA. It is genetic, and I'm proud of it. I embrace it. I look my brother in the eyes as we commit sibling sex. I tell him it's incest. I remind him that we're blood related. I tell him that we're carrying on a disgusting, forbidden family tradition, that we're mixing our shared DNA. We revel in how wrong and disgusting it is. I tell my dad the same. I consider it my job as a female in the family, like my sister, my mother, and her mother before her. The men provide for the women, and the women cook and clean and sexually please the men. I look my father in his eyes and tell him, look down there, Dad. Look at that parental cock fucking into what it made. Look at yourself fucking your own child, crossing that line, taking the plunge into sex with your own flesh and blood. The lust of a father. That pussy juice lubing your cock contains your DNA. That clit is throbbing with your own blood. This child born of sibling sex carrying on in the family way. It's in our genes, Dad. It's genetic. It's in our blood. Look, Mom. Look at me and Dad commit incest. Look at your brother fucking your homebred daughter. Look at this incestuous lust you pass down. The blood we share, the DNA we share, the perverted lust we share. This is family love. Eat me out after I take my father's seed, your brother's seed. After I'm impregnated with the sperm that I came from, taste our incest, Mom. Take it into your mouth and savor the taste of incest, the taste of family, the sweet taste of your own blood. We're doing it, Mom. We're taking it all the way. I'm going to carry your grandchild and niece or nephew, and at the same time, my own sibling. Our incest is so far gone, so convoluted, so mixed. We've taken this so far. We've become as disgusting and wrong as family can be. Every form and style of actual blood-related incest has taken place in our home. This is what family should be. Incest is the purest form of love that exists. Every daughter belongs to the man who conceived her, every son to the woman who bore him, and siblings should grow and bond in incest. Whether you decide to branch out with outsiders or continue with your bloodline is up to you, but it should all start with family. You should learn about sex from your parents just like you learn about everything else. You should experiment with your siblings. If you don't want to, it's fine. It keeps from genetic defects to branch out. For me, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to keep it in the family. Continue our incestuous bloodline. Breed with my father and my siblings. Teach my children the way of mixing shared DNA. Constantly impregnated with incestuous seed. One after the other. My dad, my brother, my uncle, my cousin, my grandfather. Breeding with my own blood. Teaching my own daughters what it means to be a female in this family. I imagine I'll marry my brother like my mother before me. It's common in my family for siblings to marry. My sister might be wed to my other brother, although she has a boyfriend, so that's not a decision I'll have to make till later. Not like a real wedding, because obviously that's illegal, but we have secret incestuous ceremonies in our home. Blood on blood, becoming one flesh. Becoming one with your own relative. It's so hot. So beautiful. Becoming one flesh with your own flesh. And none of the girls have to change their last name. But we're a very open family. So even being married, it's not cheating if the person you're fucking is related to you. So even though I'm married, I can still enjoy committing incest with my father. Still fuck my sister's husband. Or my other brother. I can't wait till we have children of our own, though. Feeling my son's throbbing cock fucking into me, knowing I bore him, that I made that cock, my brother watching me teach my son the pleasures of incest, and I him with our daughter, having forbidden sex, knowing our children are the product of forbidden love, the result of sperm and egg sharing the same DNA reproducing, and then committing the same act with them. I think our bodies know we're related. Why else do the men's cocks fit so perfectly in their female relatives' cunts? Why else do us girls get knocked up so quickly? Why else does it feel so good? It's because we're related. Because our bodies contain the same blood, the same genes, shared DNA. Our bodies know it's right even if we don't. If you're listening to this and you haven't tried it, I'm telling you, commit incest. Do it. Give in to sex with your family. I swear you'll never want to go back once you cross that line. Give in to pure incestual lust. It's so natural. Keep it in the family.